The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. With available H-Track all-wheel drive so you can take on the dirt trails and kick up some mud. Standard third-row seating so your whole family can experience the thrill together. Available dual wireless charging pads so no one gets stuck in the great outdoors with a dead phone. Learn more about the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Morning, Early Edge. Happy Saturday. Welcome back to the show. Quick Saturday show for you guys today. We got some NBA to get through. We have some MLB to get through as well. Going to get you in and out of here. First, let's take a look back at yesterday. Golf, maybe not our friend, but you know what? Did pretty well in baseball, did pretty well in the NBA. So we're going to try to do just as well here today. So let's bring in the stars of the show. And I have just the squad for you guys today. I'm going to take care of the NBA, but we have our baseball guys here today. Snyder, A-Mags, how are we doing, Snyder?
Very good. I went down and watched some AAA baseball last night, talked to the number one overall pick from last year, Mr. Paul Skeens. I was one step above him and he was still taller than me, so that was humbling. But hey, these players are all giants.
Yeah, gotta pick your battles there. A-Max, how are we feeling about this MLB slate today?
Feeling good about the slate today. I appreciate everybody hanging in with me here while I've been sick over the last few days, but hopefully we're gonna get a little better. And hey, what's better than some cash tickets to make you feel good?
That's what I'm saying. On a Saturday, too, to pay for the drinks, I'm pumped up. Saturday shows get me excited. All right, well, let's get right into A-Mag's picks here. We're going to start with you. I know you got a few props for us today. What you got?
Yeah, so if you looked on the website already, you probably got this one. But I'm going to play Bailey Ober over 15 and a half outs here. Look, after the first really rough start that he had, those next two starts have actually been pretty good. I think the prospects of him getting into this sixth inning today are really solid. The second start that he had after that really bad first one, he only went five innings, but it was under 70 pitches. It was really kind of like a, you know, you've pitched well after really sucking the first game, so let's kind of leave it here. And then, you know, that game right after, six innings against Detroit last time, he looked really good. So I think coming back here against Detroit, the prospects of him getting into that sixth inning are solid. We only need one out in the sixth inning. So I really think this number should be 16 and a half, not 15 and a half. It was 15 and a half last time when he went six innings against Detroit. So I like that over 15 and a half look. And then I'm going to take a hitter prop. Look, Trevor Williams has not been good against lefties either. Excuse me. And Kyle Tucker has actually been on a roll of late. Yesterday, I think he had three total bases, two hits. He was on base four times. I like what the Astros and Tucker can do here today against Williams. So I'm going to take Kyle Tucker over 1.5 hits, runs, and RBIs, about minus 135. Try to get it now because I do think it may move up a little bit to like the minus 140, minus 145 range. But yeah, that lefty against Williams, I definitely like that. And hey, I got the Yankee hat on, so I'm sure many of you saw Juan Soto last night with that big three-run homer in the seventh inning. He has been also getting hot, right? We've seen him hot all season, but now he's starting to put those home runs in right field. I think that if you want to play on him today, I don't love what Zach Eflin has done against lefties in terms of betting against him because he's been pretty good. But Juan Soto is just a killer right now.
Yeah. I like the little sprinkle of an extra play here. Love it. Love it. Man of the people here. And if you want to play all of these plays and these MLB player props, you can do it over at BetMGM. New BetMGM customers can sign up today and get up to $1,500 in bonus bets. Just place your first wager of at least $10 and you will receive up to $1,500 instantly if your bet loses with the bonus code EDGE. That is EDGE. All right. Before we get back into it. We're going to sprinkle in some NBA and we're going to get back to the MLB. But first, let's hear a word from one of our partners.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Robert Half Research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
All right, I don't know if anyone's been following along with me on Twitter during my NBA playoff prop party, but we're about to get into the thick of the party as we make our way to June. We're doing pretty well so far. We're going to go back to a few props today, so I'm going to take us to the association for a little bit here. We're starting with my Philadelphia Sixers. We're going back to Kelly Oubre. We're just going with his points here, over 12 and a half points. This is something he's certainly capable of. Averages around 16 points on the road, averages almost 19 points against the Knicks specifically. I think we're getting a good buy low spot considering he's had just two barely unders his past two games. But other than that, he's averaging 18 points on the month. So again, buy low value here. He had a slow start against Miami and a lot of fouls early. So I think that's why we didn't see him go over this number in his last game. But honestly, I love that spot. I love the comeback spot for him here. The model, sports line model, my team over there makes this number 15.8. So I think this is a good spot, a good price for a buy low spot for our boy Kelly Oubre. Then we're going to go to the earlier game here. We're going to Evan Mobley, over 13 and a half points. This is, again, something he is certainly capable of, another buy low spot for him. He's been hitting these unders. He's 3-2 to the under his past five games. But before that, 6-1 to the over here. So I like that spot. The model, again, makes this line 17. I would even play this up to 14 and a half. You can get it closer to even money if you're feeling better about that. But sometimes what we like to do over with the coding squad is look at positions around the same, who average around the same amount of points, how they play against a specific team. So power forwards averaging around 13 to 17 points, like Evan Mobley is. They average 17 points at home versus Orlando. So showing some weaknesses there for Orlando. Average around 20 points, 4-1-2 this over. So love that for him. Again, another good buy low spot. I think this is another number I'd play up even more. We make this number 17. So a lot of value there. All right. That's just our little NBA break. Any other questions, I'm happy to answer in the chat as well. But before we get back to the MLB, let's hear another word from one.
Hey, I'm Brett Podolsky, co-founder of The Farmer's Dog. We make fresh food for dogs. We started the company when we saw what a huge difference it made in my own dog, Jada, when she stopped eating ultra-processed kibble and started eating fresh, whole food. The Farmer's Dog food isn't fancy. It's just real food delivered to your door in pre-portioned packs. It's better for them and easier for you.
Get 50% off your first box at thefarmersdog.com/podcast. That's thefarmersdog.com/podcast.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Of our sponsors. All right, Snyder. Time to bring us back home with the MLB. I know we got plenty more to talk about, and I'm liking the look of your plays today, personally.
I bet you are. I'm going to go with the Phillies Fest today because Fade the White Sox Fest doesn't have quite the same ring, but that's basically what we're doing. Now, major props to the Phillies because they are starting to lock things in and look really good right now. But this is all about the White Sox. They're 3-16 with a negative 61 run differential. That's awfully tough to do in 19 games, negative 61 run differential. They're averaging 2 runs a game, literally 2.00 runs per game right now. We've gotten to the point where most of the time team totals are 4.5. We'll see some of the higher scoring teams, such as the Braves, get up into the 5.5s. We'll see some of the lower scoring teams get down to 3.5. Today it's 2.5. That's the state of the White Sox right now. That's how bad they are. You can fade them any which way you want, and I think you're probably going to be in good shape because the pitching matchup, Zach Wheeler, by the way, the Phillies haven't won a game that he's started yet, so they're due there. Michael Soroka is on the hill for the White Sox. He's broken. Flood the zone with plays here. I'm going to go with the Phillies on the run line because they're definitely going to win this thing by multiple runs. Look, 7-0 last night, probably similar today. Again, you've got Zach Wheeler against the lineup basically of AAA players and Soroka against the Phillies lineup, which is just mashing right now. So this one shouldn't be close at all. I also, again, you can look at a lot of different player props. Trey Turner is very hot right now. Alec Boehm hit 2 home runs last night. Looks really locked in. I like Bryce Harper. Bryce has had a lot of good swings this week. A lot of his outs have been really loud. He's got the whole hitting it hard to opposite field thing going on, as we've seen many times in the playoffs when he hits those home runs to left field in Citizens Bank Park. Over 1.5 hits plus runs plus RBIs. I know it's juicy at minus 150, but I don't think this is going to be difficult to get to at all. He's in that cushy lineup spot in the 3-hole. He'll get guys on in front of him there to drive in. He has guys behind him, such as Boehm last night, driving him home twice. This one shouldn't be difficult to get to. But again, it's almost any which way you go on the Phillies. Look, Soroka in 19 1/3 innings so far this year. He's walked more guys than he struck out. He's given up 4 home runs. Bryce is 3-for-7 against Soroka in his career. Last 4 overall for Bryce Harper, 5-for-13 with a double and a home run. And again, all those loud outs. But anybody on the Phillies lineup, I'm probably going to be good with. And any Wheeler props you want. The only problem is so much of the stuff is juicy. But again, I think we're going to get home here easily because this is, again, a Phillies fest.
Let's go. The Phillies fest. The Sixers play today in New York. Sorry, A-Mags. I'm feeling pretty good about that one as well, though. I think this is a good spot for me. I kind of laid off the MLB betting market, but I think I need to wheeze my way back in here. And maybe Bryce Harper is the way to do that here. Before we get out of here, I know I mentioned answering questions in the chat, which reminded me, if those who don't know, I host Inside the Lines at 5 p.m. on the same channel during the week, answering questions about the MLB, NBA, giving out some model value picks with the Coding Kids Sports Line Simulation crew. So if anyone ever has questions, feel free to hop into that show as well at 5 p.m. All right, any lasting words here from anyone? Let's hear it, A-Max.
Yeah, real quick. So on that play with Sniper, if you want something else that's maybe a little bit juicy, look, Zach Wheeler's 0-3. And I think that this is the day he gets that win, minus 148 on Caesars right now. To get that win, that's the best I could find real quick. So I think I'm going to play that.
Yeah, I glanced this morning and I saw like minus 165 and minus 170. So that's great to get under 150 there. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I like that a lot.
All right. Good stuff. All right. Well, that's all we got for today. We'll hit the recap screen here. Looking at Saturday picks, A-Mags on Bailey Ober over 15.5 outs here. Kyle Tucker over 1.5 hits, runs, RBIs. I'm taking it to the association with Kelly Oubre over 12.5 points and Evan Mobley over 13.5 points. Snyder with the Phillies fest. Phillies run line -1.5. Bryce Harper over 1.5 hits, runs, and RBIs. So that'll do it from the crew today. Some association, some MLB. We got a lot going on today. Let's cash some tickets with the crew. Good luck with your guys' bets, and we will see you guys Monday.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.